Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
We have to start here because it is the big story of the day. It's the story that won't go away. And we talked about it before the show, Rob. And neither one of us, you don't feel good talking about this, but you have to. Antonio Brown back in the news. And it really seems, Rob, we both feel like he's got some serious issues. And the reason we say that, I mean, obviously there was the way he behaved about the helmet with the Oakland Raiders, and then, you know, going off on Mike Mayock and some of the social media stuff that came out.
The lashing out stuff.
The lashing out. And now he went on social media today and was like two different people. And here goes Rob G. Tell us, well, let me give the backstory. There was a story that broke today, Josina Anderson, our friend, that he's going to meet with the NFL next week.
They had already talked to the female, right, involved in this.
Accused him of sexual assault.
Right, and now they were going to finally hear his side of the story.
Yes. And so that came out earlier today, and then AB goes on social media and says this.
That's right. About an hour after that news broke from Josina Anderson, this is AB on Twitter. He says, quote, imagine conforming to a system, giving it 100% to see them treat me like this unfairly. Making money off my sweat and blood. F the NFL. I'll never play in that S. Treat black people the worst. Clear my name and go F yourself. End quote.
All right. So he comes out with that. Now,
what's the problem? Oh, I'm sorry.
And then what? How long? How much later, Rob G, did he come out with his next social media post?
This was a few, maybe like 5 or 6 hours later.
Okay.
I'm guessing he had time to speak to his agent, maybe calm down, drink some tea.
His agent needs to be living with him.
Because now he's.
His agent needs to have access to his account. His agent needs, or agent, mom, best friend, somebody that cares about him.
Well, based
needs
on.
Needs to be able to look at his post before he posted.
Well, Chris, based on the way this reads, you tell me if you think he wrote this himself. He says, quote, I'm just very frustrated right now with the false allegations.
Stop, he didn't write it.
And slander to my name.
Stop, he didn't write it.
I love football and I miss it. I just want to play and I'm very emotional about that. I'm determined to make my way back to the NFL ASAP.
His agent wrote that. No, but Rob, here's what we want to get at. Because in addition to all this, now granted, it's before all this happened today. But Adam Schefter and all the NFL insiders have been reporting that there are still NFL teams very much interested in Antonio Brown.
I don't
the
even
Seattle
doubt that.
The Seahawks, before they signed Josh Gordon, looked into AB. And Russell Wilson was pushing them to sign AB. And so it's going. We got some breaking news. We were that's why we're a little distracted. The Clippers, remember yesterday we talked about the load management with Kawhi Leonard. They have been fined $50,000 for statements on Kawhi Leonard. The NBA is saying that the statements contradicted, you know, the notion that this is an injury.
Which is what they put out and agreed to, that they agreed with the Clippers, and now Doc said some different stuff in the press conference, and now Doc is the one, that's why, you know, Doc said some stuff, and now the league is going back. See, this is a slippery slope here. We're gonna get into this as well, right, later on in the program.
We're going to get into this
we'll
full bore
yeah, we will.
A little bit later.
But I'm not surprised by this because it's a slippery slope, Chris.
It's a very simple, look.
We'll talk about it
because this is so much to say about it. But getting back to AB, Rob, first of all, let me say this. If AB is indeed cleared of this sexual assault, if he's cleared of all the other things and he needs some type of mental evaluation, I would love to see him back in the NFL. Not because he's a great player. Yeah, I'd like to see him play. But people deserve second chances.
No doubt about it. And the NFL is filled
right
with second chances of Chris.
As bad as he's been.
Not as bad as some other guys.
Right at this point, he hasn't been as bad as some other. Unless he's guilty of, you know, the things
right.
he's accused
and,
of.
And to this point, right, he's not guilty of anything. Man right. is innocent until proven guilty.
Right.
So to this point. Other guys have had felonies, have beat up women,
drunk
children,
driving,
drunk vehicular homicide, all kinds of stuff. So before everybody goes, oh, he shouldn't be able to play because he goes off on Twitter, they have bent over backwards for a lot of people to allow them to play football. I'm with you. I don't have a problem if this stuff gets cleared up
right.
and he's exonerated or, you know, the NFL looks and says, we really can't go forward. We don't have enough significant, substantial evidence to say he's definitely guilty of this
right.
or not. Then he's free to play and he's
right.
a talented football player. And if you're going to bend over backwards for other guys, who's the guy the Cowboys picked up who was convicted
Not Greg Hardy.
Yeah, Greg Hardy. Who was convicted.
Right.
Wasn't in a court of law.
And
they signed him.
And we know Ezekiel Elliott was not convicted of anything.
Right.
But there was a lot of evidence that said he did this. And they went full bore to bat for him.
Exactly.
And he was suspended for six games. League thinks he did something. And so he's playing and everybody loves him. And I like him. He's a great running back. But this is the point, Rob. There's really not much you can do to not have a chance to play in the NFL. You have to do some like premeditated murder. Anything other than that, and you're going to get a chance if you can play.
I know it sounds crazy, like, oh, what? You're right. I totally agree that it has to be that heinous. Other than that, there have been some bad guys in the NFL. Who have done some bad things to people, and they've gotten second and third chances. So
that's why we're saying with Antonio Brown, we both are in agreement that if he can get all this stuff behind him, if he's innocent, then we'd love to see him back in the NFL. Obviously, a lot of teams would love to have him. And what we want to throw out to you guys is, would you want him on your team? I don't know if you're a Raiders fan. Well, Raiders, I think that ship has sailed. Patriots, that ship has sailed. You'd love to have him in New England if you're a Patriots
fan. And they need a
it would be
a
different
wide receiver.
If they had him, things would be, I mean, they're obviously still a great team, but things
right?
would be much different if they had him. Aaron Rodgers, I know we talked about Green Bay should have gone after him before.
Dude, you had
I mean, so, this dude is one of the best receivers in the game, and that's one reason this is so sad.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Remember, yesterday the big news was that Kawhi Leonard was sitting out the nationally televised game on ESPN against the Milwaukee Bucks and Giannis Antetokounmpo. And the league initially came out while everybody knew
the league endorsed it and
management.
Said that they had no issue with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, the league came out and said, look, basically said he's hurt. And then Doc Rivers spoke before the game, and credit to Doc, he was honest and open about it and said things like, he feels great. And not with as much exuberation, but he did say
that. Do we have that sound clip?
It feels great.
We don't have it?
We don't have it. Okay, but I saw the quote, if I can find it here. Okay, I have the quote. Here it is. Doc said this before the game. He feels great, but he feels great because of what we've been doing. And we are just going to continue to do it. There's no concern here, but we want to make sure. That's pretty much what it is. He also said, I think Kawhi made the statement he's never felt better. It's our job to make sure he stays that way. And that's important. But he played a lot of minutes in the playoffs last year, and it's not a health thing.
That's not what the league said.
Really, it is. In some ways, we want him to just keep feeling better and getting better. Okay, so here's the money things. He feels great. It's not a health thing.
Boom. Hello.
I think Kawhi made the statement he's never felt better. Didn't play.
Then that's a contradiction of what supposedly the Clippers had put out and the NBA that they had signed off on, Chris.
Yep.
You said it. You said the league came across basically stamping an endorsement saying he's damaged goods. He's hurt.
Well,
that's why I'm just saying.
Go ahead.
That's why they agreed that this is nothing that they're concerned about. He's following the NBA protocol on this. We're cool. We're copacetic. We get it. And Doc Rivers isn't going to sit up there and make up some story. He's just talking. Right. And he got fined $50,000 today.
So it's interesting. And I talked to some people around the league today, some former players, and you know,
you always
some
talking
of them
to people.
Some of them think that a travel league. I talked to Earl Watson. Earl Watson tweeted out that the problem is travel basketball and these kids, and they are playing 4 and 5 games a day on weekends in these
Which
travel
is just
leagues.
Crazy,
it's ridiculous.
Right. So you might
they
play
need
14
to be drilling.
Games over the weekend.
Let me say this to all you basketball people out there. This is why the 5 best young players in the world are from countries outside of America. Because while we're playing games, 4 and 5 games every
weekend.
They're
doing drills and skills.
Luka Doncic, Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid. I know he started playing late. Giannis Antetokounmpo. They were doing drills. They were getting their fundamentals down. They weren't just playing games and doing whatever they wanted. And so, but that's what some people think the case is.
You know the problem with that?
I think Kawhi, Rob, I think there is maybe some mental block where, you know, he's only played 70 or more games twice in his 8-year career. And I think he feels, because it went so well last year, and even he did get banged up in the playoffs, but I think he feels like if he plays too many games that he's going to get hurt or not have enough left in the finals or the playoffs or whatever. But it seems like he's got some type of, I don't know if it's a degenerative knee problem or tendonitis or something beyond tendonitis, where his doctors are saying, look, you just shouldn't play back-to-backs.
That's not what the coach said, and that's the issue.
And I can't – is it – I mean, the Lakers could say, look, we're 6-1. We can afford to lose a few games. Let's sit LeBron
because
and AD just
winning all
in
these
case,
games don't matter,
because we
really
want to keep them healthy.
Right.
I mean, this sets such a bad precedent. And my thing, Rob, and look, and I've said this before load management became an issue. I think I would love to see the NBA cut the 82 games to about 62, 65, 60, something like that. Because I think there'd be more of a sense of urgency for every game. The games would mean more. They'd be more intense. And I think it'd be great. And a lot of players are telling us they can't play or don't want to play 80 games anymore. So if that's the case, let's shorten it.
I couldn't disagree with you more on that. I think that's such a cop-out that they can't play 82 games over the course of 365. They have the entire summer off. Stop playing in the international stuff.
Right.
Get rid of that. Nobody cares. Okay. Stop cheats. Nobody cares about that. Stop cheating the fans. And here's the other one, Chris. You want to make the games count more and have more intensity, whatever? Don't cut the amount of games. Cut the amount of teams that make it to the playoffs to make the season worthwhile. So if the season's worthwhile, I'm telling you, instead of eight in each conference,
that's fine.
No, instead of having that, what about 8 total? Now all of a sudden, the regular season matters.
There is nothing better, including your little Major League Baseball playoffs, which are fine. There's nothing better than the 2 months of NBA playoff
basketball.
Is
it really
basketball.
In the first round where everybody gets swept?
We've seen some
How
great,
many times have we seen the first round?
Yeah, but we've also swept. Seen great first round matchups.
Very,
yeah, we've
very
seen
seldom.
Some bad ones, but we've also seen some really good ones.
I just say if I'm going to make the change and I'm the commissioner, you want to make the regular season matter where people have to play? Then have less teams in the playoffs. This way, if you're Kawhi Leonard, you can't sit out 22 games. It matters. This is what I'm saying.
I'll give you that.
Am I right?
I'll give you that.
Because
if you
it wouldn't
had to be,
a
top 4 seed.
And you couldn't sit
I'll
out
give
that
you
many
that.
Games.
That's a good point.
And that's all I'm saying. I'd rather do that than to just say we can only have 62 NBA games in 365. That means 300 days a year. They're not playing a game.
No, I think it's like, honestly, and I know you'll hate this, I think baseball, and I know they won't do it for historical reasons on it, they should go to about 100 games.
No, that wouldn't
happen. Or 80-something. It would make each game a lot more interesting. It would. And people would be more into it. I know money, so it's not going to happen. But still, Major League Baseball would be better with half the games, and NBA would be better with about 60 games. It'd be that much more interesting every single game. And if the players are telling us, we can't play.
Then don't.
Kawhi Leonard is right now the best player in basketball.
Chris, if you were to make it consequences for not playing on a non-injury and your doctor day's pay, I guarantee you Kawhi Leonard would be playing. There's no repercussions. There's nothing. So that's why it's easy to take the night off. All right, the team gets fined. He doesn't get fined. There's nothing that happens to him. I can take the night off. If you were going to take the night off from the radio show and they were going to dock you a full day's pay, I guarantee you'd be here most nights.
Right.
You would.
No, look.
You got to make the guy have to earn his pay.
And
stop with the paying people not to work.
I hear you. Because if you know, if a guy tells you before the season, I'm playing 65
right.
games, then let's prorate the contract. Let's prorate the contract.
And then he would be like, if you told him that, he'd be like, I'm not going to do that.
I'm playing.
Right.
I'm playing. So
I'm just saying, there's got to be a money thing. And when guys get full pay and they can take off whenever they want and they're not held accountable, and I get it. We talked about it before. The reason that these guys won't play 15 minutes if they need a night or blow is they don't want their stats to go down, right? Their averages would go down if they only played 15 minutes and then didn't put up 8 points and they're averaging 24, right? That would drop your scoring average down.
And I think there are other ways to low manage. And this is the way, like, everybody brings it back to the Spurs. And I get it. I get it because the Spurs were definitely the first team to start this. But if you look at Tim Duncan, the first half of his career, he was playing 80 games many seasons. His second to last year, he played 77.
He didn't take off 20 games or 15 games.
Right. What Popovich did was kept the minutes. Like, they would play 32 minutes, 33 minutes, 30 minutes.
That's it. Better.
Tony Parker was playing like 30 minutes a night,
right.
31 minutes. So lower the minutes to the low 30s. But and then if you have to give them practices off, so be it. That's the way you can low manage. And here's another thing, Rob. Shoot arounds. They started doing shoot arounds. You know this.
I used to go to shoot arounds.
Off to keep guys from. I mean, they still hang out.
But so they had to get up in the morning,
right.
And they couldn't like get lost.
So you stay out till
all
5,
night.
6 in
exactly.
the morning, knowing you got to get up at 9 a.m. and go to shoot around and be coherent. So they did. That was part of the reason. So what the Spurs would do is they'd have some shoot-arounds right before the game, like 4 o'clock, rather than in the morning. So there are other ways you can low-manage without a guy having to miss a game.
Totally agree. I'm not going to buy into this. I think Kawhi is a tremendous player. I just don't think it's right. I don't think it's fair. And I think the NBA, they're kidding themselves. Adam
has to nip it in the bud.
Right, there's this no has to
doubt.
Stop.
Yeah.
And God forbid,
if this spreads.
Right, and we didn't even hear from ESPN, who couldn't have been happy last night with that. I did not watch the game last night, Chris. I did not watch the game.
Either.
And look at that, you're an NBA guy, right?
It didn't interest you. I had it on, you know.
Right, but
I
you
had
didn't
it
watch
on,
it,
but
watch
I wasn't
it.
Into it like I would have been.
Right.
And the Clippers played well. I had it on, so I was paying attention.
But
somewhat.
You know what I'm saying.
But
you didn't watch
it. I was looking forward to this game.
I was going to go after the show last night.
So here's what ESPN had. They had the Rockets against a Warriors team when you couldn't even recognize any of the Warriors players. And then they had Milwaukee, the Clippers, without Kawhi. I mean, come on. That had to be a disastrous night. I mean, thankfully for them, the Clippers kept it close.
Right. They only lost by 4, right?
Right. The Clippers played well. Lou Williams, I mean, he missed a lot of shots, but he scored 34 or something like that. But it was just Giannis, God bless Giannis Antetokounmpo. He came out and said a story with Chris Haynes, FS1 NBA analyst and Yahoo Sports senior NBA writer, where he told Haynes that Mike Budenholzer, a disciple of Greg Popovich, wanted to make him put him on load management. And Giannis was like, I want to play. I want to practice. And so what they did is they've lowered his minutes in games. And he's being more efficient than ever. He's having his best season ever. It's early, but he's playing tremendous basketball. That's a way you can do it. And so one thing I don't want to hear, Rob.
What's that?
Is from the doctors who make, and I'm not a doctor, but from the doctors who may come out and say all of our tests show that, you know, they can't play 82 games. And I don't doubt that they're not getting the rest they should get, although they have more time to sleep than your average person. That's for darn sure.
Yep.
If they'll go to sleep. And then, you know, they're overworked. Because I'll tell you, most people with high achieving jobs or careers are overworked. My wife's a medical doctor. If she's on call, she may be up 36 hours straight, 48 hours straight, get 4 hours sleep in the midst of 48 hours. People on Wall Street, when they first start working there, they're working 100-hour weeks. So doctors, lawyers, they're all overworked. Some people in our profession,
overworked. To be a reporter now, Chris, and cover stuff now is just...
Because you go to shoot around, you got to tweet.
And you got to continue doing all that.
After the game,
somebody posts something, you got to come back with a story. When we used to put the paper to bed at midnight or 12:15, we were done.
Easy. Right.
We could go to the bar, go to hang out or whatever, and not be worried that, Chris is going to have a story and I'm going to be...
A tweet,
and I'm going to be in trouble tomorrow, or I didn't have it. So
you think Adam Schefter and Adrian Wojnarowski are getting enough sleep?
No.
Adam has said he hadn't taken a vacation in like 7 years.
Which is crazy.
I mean, so I'm just saying, like, don't single out the basketball players as the only ones who are overworked.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
The first half of the NFL season is over. And Rob Parker and I made some preseason predictions. Let's see how we're doing.
I can't get over how good I am when it comes to the NFL. Rob, am I still picking games at 71%?
What are you talking about?
Rob G, am I still
picking? I'm not going to spoil it, but you have made two picks that are just ludicrous.
You've made five picks ludicrous.
No, not five. And I'm still alive, too. So let's go ahead and go there.
That's right, guys. We're going to get started here. This is the midseason view of the NFL from the Odd Couple. Each team has officially played 8 games, but before we can look ahead, we got to look back. Let's start off with what you guys had in the
AFC West.
Chris Broussard had the Chiefs winning it with the Chargers as the wild card.
Feeling good?
Rob Parker had the Chargers winning it with the Chiefs as the wild card.
Feeling good?
How you feel about that?
That the Chargers
now?
Gonna win the division?
Is the season over? It ain't over.
No, but seriously.
They could win the division.
You think they're winning the division?
Well, you know, look at the way. If they put Mahomes back they might lose another game.
They're losing to the mediocre Oakland Raiders.
It's 10-0. It's a game over with 13.5 minutes to go.
That's two possessions.
In the second quarter? You got 3 quarters to play.
I'm just saying, they're losing. This is the team you picked. I'm not even going to say it.
All I'm saying is Mahomes, the last time we saw him, Rob.
I look at your Super Bowl pick.
Rob G, the last time we saw Mahomes, they were losing 2 in a row, correct? So I wouldn't bring him back.
You really going to diss Patrick Mahomes?
I'm just saying.
I feel good.
Rob G.
I won that one. Let's move on.
Is Patrick Mahomes going to get 40 touchdowns? I won that bet.
I won that one.
I'm going to win that bet,
yeah,
right?
Because
he
got hurt.
Looks like it.
And he might actually still might do it.
You want to bet that he
don't
get there?
Bet.
Why not? He's going to play.
But he still might do it. I won that one clearly. AFC West goes to Broussard.
We move on now to the
AFC East.
Chris Broussard had the Patriots.
Again.
Rob also had the Patriots.
But what else did he have?
But Rob Parker did have the New York Jets.
Another victory for Broussard.
How is that a victory?
Because you picked the Jets. The Jets.
Wait till you look at some of your picks.
They just lost to the Dolphins, Rob.
Wait till you look at your picks.
I'm up 2-0.
Let's wait. All right.
AFC West and AFC East. You going to win some, I know.
Some?
The Jets. And them,
let's let the slaughter start.
Hold on, slow down. What possessed you to pick the New York Jets to make the playoffs?
We don't have time, Rob. We got time to move on. I mean, I didn't know that.
He doesn't know.
I didn't know that.
Willy-nilly.
I didn't know that Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold was going to kiss an 18-year-old girl in college.
You say it, Rob.
And get mono or whatever he got. I just didn't know that.
Yeah, that's the reason they're 1-7.
It is.
Since you don't know, I know. Because Rob Parker's bragging, I'm 71%. I'm 71%. Here's how he picks his, makes his picks. He puts on, he's got a dartboard at his house with all of the teams on him, and he puts on a blindfold and throws a dart at it, and wherever it lands, that's who he picks. And it landed on the Jets making the playoffs, so you pick.
And normally it's your face on the dartboard, but during football season, I change it up.
That's Craig Melvin, your boy Craig Melvin.
We move on.
AFC South.
Neither one of you guys really nailed this one. Chris had the Jags. Rob had the Colts.
Who's closer? That's the Colts should be 8-0. It ain't no draw. The Jags aren't making the playoffs. The Colts are going to make the playoffs.
Move on! I'll give you that one.
How are the Colts going to make the playoffs when the Raiders are going to make the playoffs?
No, they're not. Stop it.
But hold on. They're 5-3 and 4-5. I'll give you that one.
They should be 8-0 if it wasn't from old man Adam Vinatieri.
I'll give you that one.
Go ahead.
All right, we move on now to the
AFC North.
Now, this is where the whitewash begins.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Chris Broussard had the Pittsburgh Steelers.
They're not making the playoffs.
Hold on, no. They're very much in the playoffs.
They're mediocre, Chris,
according to you. They're very much in the
playoffs. They're mediocre.
Race.
They're only 4-4.
They've won 3 straight. Mike Tomlin has them balling. All right?
But here's where it gets bad. The wild card pick for Chris Broussard was the Cleveland Browns.
Have you seen their schedule coming up?
Yeah, we saw.
They're very much alive.
We saw them play.
2-6. They could go 10-6.
Yeah, right. We saw them just play the Denver Broncos with a first-time starting quarterback. What happened?
I called Baker Mayfield today. You know what he told me?
What's that?
I'm feeling dangerous.
Yeah, right.
I believe. Believe land. That's right. That's right. I'm not backing off. They're better than the Jets, I'll tell you that.
Are they? Just by one game.
Yeah, they are.
By one game, and they got all that talent.
Yeah,
how embarrassing.
You know who Rob Parker picked to win the AFC North? Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens.
Yes, sir. Give me that.
We'll give you that one. Let's move
on. High salute. I knew it would be them.
We'll give you that one.
Keep it moving.
NFC West.
Chris Broussard had the Seattle
Seahawks. Yeah, boy. Yeah. What you got to say about that? Huh?
Okay, whatever.
Yeah. I got the MVP.
Rob had the Seahawks as the wild card. But
I had them making the playoffs.
He also had the L.A. Rams.
The Rams
winning
that
are division.
Holding.
The Rams
for dear
are in
life.
There. They're in the mix.
For me. The Rams are holding.
All they
got to
do is run the table
holding
and they'll win the division.
Chris made
the big mistake.
No,
he said they weren't going to make the playoffs.
No Todd Gurley, no playoffs.
Don't be stealing my line. Why are you going to steal my stuff?
No, you stole. Stop it.
Everybody thinks
that's
mine now.
You got people calling up now thinking you originated. I am the originator of stop it.
Stop it. Who has a better stop it?
Rob, you got a nice flux to it.
Stop it.
All right, let's move on. I'm up 3-2.
NFC East.
4-2.
How are you up? What math are you
Seahawks
doing?
Seahawks are winning. Now, Seahawks are winning the division right now.
Rob had the Eagles winning this one.
Chris had the
Eagles as the wild card. Because he had the division-leading Cowboys coming out of the NFC.
They're up by one game. What are they, one game up?
That's all it takes, Rob.
They're not winning this division.
Does it take more than one game?
They lost to the Jets. For that reason alone, they will not make the playoffs.
Right now, they're up. First half of the season, they're up. What you talking about, a route? I'm killing you. I'm up 4-2.
No, you're not.
I'm up 4-2. Let's move on, Rob.
This next one was easy.
NFC South.
You guys both had the Saints.
Okay.
Even an NBA guy could pick this one.
We're going to keep it moving.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I should have stayed with my Saints pick for the Super Bowl.
Again, you guys had this one as well. You hit on one. You missed on the other. You both had the Packers winning the division, which looking good.
All right.
Well, you also both had the Bears as the wild card.
That's because Chris copied my paper right here.
I don't know why you both believed in Mitch Trubisky is beyond me. I don't get it.
Well, hey, they got a great defense.
That's not a bad pick.
That's not. Their defense is good. They're wasting it with a bad quarterback.
The Raiders, that's for sure.
You should keep talking about your Browns, Chris. Keep talking about
your Browns. I believe. Believe, Lane.
Brownies. Now it's going to get tricky because we're moving on to the individual awards now. This is where we had some off-the-wall kind of picks. Offensive player of the year.
Offensive player of the year.
Rob Parker at Aaron Rodgers.
Hey, I'm close.
Chris Broussard. Patrick Mahomes.
Only injury could derail my pick.
Nope.
Only injury.
Hey, there were games before he got injured.
He
remember
was
the
still
Lions?
Right there.
Zero touchdowns. Do you remember
right
that game? This is the guy who was supposed to throw
you
50
like Aaron,
again.
Has Aaron had,
he was going to throw
I'm
50.
Sure.
He wasn't going to throw
sure
50.
Aaron
I told
had
you.
A couple zero touchdown games.
I told
at least
you
one.
He wasn't going to get to 40, and I'm right.
Just
you owe me
he got
wins.
Injured. Just because he got injured.
It don't matter. It's called football.
He's missed games, and he still almost has as many touchdowns as Aaron Rodgers. Aaron's got right. 17.
If
he's got
you
15.
Could change your pick now, who would you pick?
Right now, my offensive player of the year is Russell Wilson.
I would stay with Aaron Rodgers. I'm not a flip-flopper like
there's
Chris.
There's no
way.
No,
I don't
but he asked
him.
Us to flip-flop.
But I'm telling you, I wouldn't flip-flop.
Aaron
even if Rodgers he asked
is not winning offensive player of the year. He's just not.
No love for Christian McCaffrey.
And Rob Parker, your Chargers
record.
Are...
What happened? They didn't score?
No, they did not score. Right. Almost threw another pick.
All right, let's move on. I'm routing them.
Defensive player
of
the year.
How are you routing me, Chris?
It's 4-2 me.
Chris Broussard had Khalil Mack.
Not
really
working
out.
He's not going to win it, but I'm not, you know, I'll stand by that
pick. I don't think either one of you guys hit this
one.
Rob had Aaron Donald.
That didn't work out.
I don't think it's going to work out for either of you guys.
Neither one of them.
All right, here's the route. Here's where
I'm. All right, I'll give him this one.
Offensive
rookie of the year.
My bad, Alex. Chris Broussard at Danny Dimes.
Who is that? Danny Penny is more like it. He's been a bust after the first week when
Stop
they beat Tampa
it.
Bay.
He's a rookie with a bad offensive line.
The Giants
in front of him.
Are now
his running back is hurt.
If
or
the
was
Giants
hurt.
Could put Eli Manning back in, they would right now. That's how bad Danny Dimes from North Carolina, wherever he's from.
I'll give you
And
this
Rob
one.
Really nailed this one. Josh Jacobs.
Hey, he's be balling.
You gave him that one. He didn't even know who Josh Jacobs was.
I did too.
Was.
I
he
followed,
walked in the room
I
that
followed
day
the draft.
Told, Rob G, who should I
no,
go
you
with?
Know what he said? Hey, you guys got that running back, right? That
right,
one?
Right.
I want to get that guy.
I couldn't remember his name, but I knew they had a good young
Look
running
at
back.
You bragging on it. You didn't even know his name.
That's all right. Did I know
I
he was on your team?
One. All right, I got this one.
All right,
I got
we keep it moving.
One.
Defensive rookie of the year.
Rob Parker had Devin White.
He's doing a great
he's
job.
Okay.
He's all right.
He's
but,
all
who,
right.
but who did
but,
I
but
have?
Chris nailed this one. He had Nick Bosa.
Thank you. Thank you. 5-3, Broussard.
Most valuable player.
Chris Broussard had Pat Mahomes.
I feel good about
Homer.
That.
Homer, you don't feel good about him. Are you kidding me?
Aaron's not winning it.
Aaron has
Neither
a better. Who
winning.
Has a better chance? Aaron Rodgers
Neither
is 7-2.
According to Vegas,
is 7-2. Yes, he does.
Because my man
Thank
is
you.
Hurt. Because
no,
my man is hurt.
It ain't about being hurt.
You always trying to win a bet. Because of injury.
No, I'm not.
The LeBron, but you actually wanted me to buy you some Jordan.
You should. Everybody
even
around
LeBron
here
was hurt. I'm not Vegas. I'm one.
Raise your hand if you
man.
Think that. Raise your hand if you think that Chris owes me Jordans.
Stop. I mean, he bought you Jordans.
Look
so.
At y'all. Martin didn't raise
Martin,
his hand.
Martin, you didn't raise your hand.
Here's the biggie.
Well, raise your hand.
Here's the biggie. Let's
what?
Go, let's
Elijah raised
Super
his
Bowl.
Hand.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. Let's do it Marger. Again.
Martin's caddy raised his hand.
Well, no. Let's do it again.
Go ahead, Rob G. Super Bowl.
The
Super
Bowl. Last one here.
Super Bowl.
Chris Broussard. Two teams still in the running. The Chiefs over the Cowboys.
Yeah. Cowboys didn't even make it to playoffs.
Are very much into running. My pick is looking good.
Rob Parker, about 50%. You had the Packers over the Chargers.
I got
over who? Let me hear that again. Over who?
The Chargers aren't out of it.
Go, it's Chargers,
over.
Go.
They're not out of it. Have
Six
they been eliminated?
It's over.
It's not over.
They're done.
What
they're toast.
No.
The champ is here.
No. What?
The champ is here. The champ is here.
Alex, I can't
All
believe
that bragging.
You.
71%. Broussard in a knockout, just like Ali. That's right. This was the rumble in the jungle, brother. Ali Boumbaye, Broussard Boumbaye, Broussard Boumbaye, Odd Couple.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It is a two-time NBA champion, Lindsey Hunter. Lindsey, what's happening?
What's up, Lindsey?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
We are great, man. It's great to have you on the show. Now, look, we're going to get into, you know, your team in Mississippi Valley State and all that. But the big news right now is load management
yes.
in the NBA. What are your thoughts?
Lindsey,
you played in the league when men were men.
You played hurt. You played every night.
I mean, what do you think?
But, you know, it's a new thing, I think. It all started with guys sitting out the end of the season, getting ready for the playoffs. And we all know that's where it kind of derives from. And I think they've just taken it a little too far now with sitting out this early in the year. You know, I know Kawhi's situation. He played an extended year, but yet and still, you know, maybe he has something else going on that we don't know about. But it's just weird seeing guys sit out this early on.
Is it possible, Lindsay, like with load management, can teams do that? Like, you play about 33 minutes a night, so we'll hold you at that limit. And then, you know, take some practices off. Like, is there a way? There seems like there should be a way to alleviate the stress on a guy's body without them having to miss games when they're healthy.
I think so, Chris, because I remember guys, you know, having their minutes cut during the season, especially guys that, you know, play a long season that go, you know, to the finals and things like that. So I think you can limit, you know, the amount of minutes they play every night and cut back on practice. You know, you practice more than you play in the NBA. So I think that's another way that, you know, they can kind of, you know, manage whatever the guy's got going on, whether it's his knee or whatever.
After your playing career, Lindsay, and you played, what was it, 18 years? How many years was it in the NBA?
17 years.
Wow. Years, which is a long time. Won a championship with the Pistons and with the Lakers. And then you got into coaching, and you were assistant coach for a number of teams out at Golden State when Steph Curry mm-hmm. came around. And then you were head coach, right? You took over for the Suns.
Yep.
And now you're coaching at Mississippi Valley State. And just tell me the difference between coaching on, you know, of course, the pro level and then coming – and taking over and doing the college level, especially at an HBCU?
Well, you know, for me, this is where I came from. I was raised in the HBCU environment, you know, back in Jackson, Mississippi. And, you know, my father would take me to all the big football games, all the big basketball games with, you know, when Coach Dave Whitney was coaching down at Alcorn. And, you know, I ended up signing with him coming out of high school. So I was always a big HBCU fan, and that was my world. And for me, you know, coaching on all the different levels, the most gratifying thing for me is to be able to mold, you know, continue to mold these young men and teach them to grow to be young men, not only on the court but off the court. I think it suits me best because I love teaching and I love, you know, mentoring the young men. And in the NBA, you know, it's a little harder to do that because guys are, you know, supposed to be men because, you know, you have that status. But you know, on the college level, you get to do more of that. And it is really like a family environment, especially what we have created here.
Lindsay, I was one of many voices to say I would love to see some of these top athletes, black athletes, go to some HBCUs because I think it could not only boost the athletic programs, but money you could make could go to the academic programs at the school as well.
And I just wanted to interrupt you. Scouts go where the talent is. They don't go to the school.
Well, Lindsay's a prime example.
Exactly. Joe Dumars. Right. You could go on and on and on about guys. Jerry Rice, the greatest football player of all time, didn't go to a big-time college. So
you saw Mecur Maker and Josh Christopher visit Howard. Do you think that there could be a little bit of a trend? I don't know. You know, Maker wants to go to the NBA next year, so he may not even go to college. But do you think with these guys even just visiting Howard University and HBCU that you might start to see some of the top players in basketball look closer at the HBCUs? And you got Kenny Anderson, I believe, is at Fisk. George Lynch is at Clark as head coaches.
Right.
So do you think that having you guys who played in the NBA could help that as well?
I really do. I really do. And I, you know, in recruiting, I've talked to a number of kids and some high-profile kids that, you know, would actually give us a chance, give HBCUs a chance. And I think, you know, as HBCUs and not just the athletic aspect of it, but the academic piece also, we have to feel like we're worthy of having these kids. We can't just turn away because we think a kid is going to go you know, if he's a top 100 kid, oh, he's not coming to us.
Right.
You still have to. You still have to recruit them, and you know, you let them tell you no, and that's fine. But don't look past them, because you never know. There may be a kid that decides, you know what, I'm going to go pro anyway, so right. I'm just going to go here and play for a guy that's been there, a guy that knows, you know, how to prepare me to get there, and I'll be fine. So, you know, I feel like that day will happen. Prayerfully, I hope it'll happen for me.
I hear you.
But it's a real possibility.
How about also, you know, athletes and people have a right to do whatever they want to do with their money, okay?
Right.
But Lindsay, every time I see the stories of these guys who made it big in the NBA, NFL, whatever, and they're giving money to these universities that have all this money, and I know they went there, and these HBCUs could really use the money, even though these guys didn't play there. And there have been right. some people who have done it, right?
Right.
KD
recently, I think, gave
But Steph
a
Curry,
bit of money.
Didn't Steph Curry?
Steph started a golf program at Howard.
Right. Yeah. Steph started a golf right. thing. Right. So right. I'm just saying, wouldn't it be great if some guys could take a look also, just because you didn't go to HBCU doesn't mean that money can't be utilized and helped, rather than just filling the coffers of some of these universities that have endowments and money up the wazoo. It's just unbelievable.
Well, you know, a lot of those guys aren't educated to know the status of HBCUs
right.
financially. And so they don't understand it. You know, you look at guys like Draymond and KD who've given back to Texas and Michigan State, and they're not familiar, you know, with the history. And they don't know the struggle of, you know, going to college at HBCU and you only get two pair of tennis shoes for the season.
Right.
You know,
versus
not one per game, right.
Right. You know, and they don't see that part of it. But hopefully we can bring, you know, more light to it, and hopefully we can get, you know, the HBCUs some more help that's really needed, and not just for athletics, but overall for academics and things like that, because they all need it.
Lindsay, I think you were involved with the Players Association when you played. That would be a good thing for the NBPA to start promoting, I think.
Absolutely. I think so, too. And that is something that after this season I'm going to look into and contact some people to try to start some type of movement to get some help to, you know, not just Mississippi Valley, but the MEAC and the SWAC and the SIAC and all the,
right.
the black conferences that you know, are struggling and hanging on by a thread that need you know, an injection of some money to help them thrive and survive.
But now, Mississippi Valley State first, though.
And Lindsay has about nine sons or whatever. Lindsay has nothing but boys. But one of your sons is on your team. Just tell us real quick.
Yeah. It was a blessing for me to be able to coach my baby boy, Caleb. It's been really fun. You know, I think, you know, when you have a kid and you're coaching them, I've watched a lot of, you know, coaches coach their sons and see the dynamics of it. And to experience it's phenomenal, you know, to be around him while he's growing up and going through the different things that he's going through and watching him thrive in the classroom as well as on the court. It's been great, man. And,
That's
you know,
awesome.
I'm blessed to be involved with that. And, you know, and he's doing well. And, you know, we're building something special here, and you know, we'll be fine.
All right.
Lindsay, great stuff,
and
man.
I'm coming for a game. I told you that I am coming down there. All right, buddy?
All right. You guys better come.
All right. We will. Good luck this season.
Yes.